Now, it's your turn with Dave Malarkey. 724-283-2525. It's Butler County's only live call-in talk show. It's your turn on 680 AM WISR and worldwide on the internet at WISR680.com. It's your turn, 724-283-2525. And now, it's your turn with Dave Malarkey.
Well, good afternoon once again, everyone. Welcome. Nice to have you with us on the Monday edition of It's Your Turn here on WISR. President's Day or Washington's birthday, whichever you prefer, commonly known as President's Day, even though officially that's not what it is. It's Washington's birthday. But that goes way back to Congress passing the Uniform Holiday Act, and most folks don't even remember when that was. Late 60s, believe it or not. Hey, we have a good program today. We're going to be telling you all about, later on the program, we're going to be telling you all about the upcoming Carved in Ice Festival. This is 3 or 4 years now for the Carved in Ice Festival. It'll be downtown this Saturday. But we'll get details on that a little bit later. First, we're going to be talking about an upcoming event for young people. We welcome Stephen Snow with us here in the studio. Steve is the program director for Justice Works Youth Care here in Butler. And Steve, welcome. Nice to have you with us here today.
Yes, thank you, Dave. Thank you for having me.
You're also the board president for Connecting to Tomorrow, right?
Yes, that is correct.
You have an event coming up. Can you tell us what it is?
Yes, we are running our youth leadership initiative at the Family Bowl Away for youth in grades 7 through 12. It's called Change, Build, and Grow Together. We did an event. We do this event about every quarter, and we did this event over the Family Bowl Away. Trisha Pritchard and her staff were very kind to allow us to come over there and do this event. Mm-hmm. So we're doing it again, and she's, like I said, graciously allowed us to come over there and do this for the youth.
And Family Bowl Away, that's the facility, huge facility, actually. It's on Fairground Hill Road, right?
Correct, yeah. Fairground Road, 540 Fairground Hill Road in Butler, just up from the high school there. So we're hoping to have about 40 to 50 youth in grades 7 through 12. The last event we had about 50, so it was a great turnout. So, again, we're really just hoping it's going to be, you know, a good opportunity.
And what's the purpose of this event, Steve?
Yeah, the purpose is to just get youth together, to engage with one another, kind of build on those social skills. We partner with some other organizations, including ours, Justice Works Youth Care, 4-H, Adagio Health, Stand Tall. And the goal is just to teach these youth independent living skills. So we're going to have some teamwork, team building groups, some breakout sessions, just increasing their socialization. They're going to have the opportunity to do some laser tag, bowling, and, of course, we're going to provide the food while they're there as well.
Is there any cost for the young people who attend?
No, there's no cost. There is an opportunity to sign up. We would like, you know, if you can, to pre-register at 724-431-6025, or you can go on our website at www.connectingtotomorrow. That's the number 2tomorrow.org to pre-register. But if not, just show up that day and we'll be there.
Connecting to Tomorrow is it's a mentoring organization, I guess would be the best way to describe it, right?
Correct, yes. We provide mentoring skills, whether that's budgeting, like I said, team building skills, study skills. We provide an etiquette dinner every year in November. So again, just providing those leadership skills, independent living skills, serving those youth ages 12 to 18.
This would be age specific, I guess. I mean, for the younger range in that group, they don't really need to know about independent living skills, I wouldn't think, at that age, right?
No, we're working on more of those soft skills, just kind of preparing them, just to give them kind of an idea and opportunities of what, you know, what does life really look like. So, like I said, we're working on more of the soft skills at the younger age demographic.
You have kids from a variety of towns and school districts, or what's the geographical footprint, I guess, is what I'm asking.
Yeah, we've had youth come from all different high schools here in Butler. I think there's, what, seven school districts in Butler here. So we've had kids come from every single one of those. We've seen a lot more come from Mars and Knock in the last couple events that we've done, which is good. So it tells us that we're doing something right because we're reaching, you know, different populations. So, but yeah, mostly Butler students and anybody from, you know, Butler is welcome to come.
Can you advertise in the schools, or how do you get the word out? Is it word of mouth from people, from kids who have been there before?
Yeah, I would say probably a lot of it is word of mouth. The kids that have come in the past, you know, they tell their friends and they come, and it kind of just completes that circle. But with, you know, the organizations that we have involved too, they're also reaching youth. Like for example, 4-H, you know, in their programs, they're reaching youth after school hours. So we're just coming together to reach as many youth as we can.
The date for this is February 26th, which is coming up pretty quickly here. This is the 18th already, huh?
Yes.
That is next week. Is it? That's a weeknight, is it?
Yes, that is a Tuesday night. It's going to run from 5 to 8:30, again, up there at the Family Bowl away, or 11th Frame, if others are familiar with that.
Going to be an opportunity to do some bowling. Laser tag? What the heck is that, Steve?
Laser tag, yeah. So we have, so the kids will be split into some groups, and they'll have a pack on, and, you know, they're shooting one another with, you know, laser packs. So we're hoping the kids will enjoy that. We didn't do it last time, something new this time. So
have you ever done this, Steve?
I have. It's been a while since I've done it, probably about, you know, 10 years or so. But, yeah, it's been a while.
Well, it sounds like fun. I don't know. Do you have to wear special glasses when you do it?
I don't think you do. I mean, I haven't told. I wear glasses, but I don't think you'd need to.
You know, they always talk about danger to your eyes, and, you know, never look at a laser, you know.
Right. And again, I've done it. It's been 10 years, so times may have changed.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's probably low power or something like that.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, good fun for the kids. And they get dinner.
Correct, yeah. Again, no cost. Dinner will be provided. All materials will be provided. So come drink and eat as much as they want while they're there.
How long has Connecting to Tomorrow been around, you know?
Yeah, we are, this summer will be our 7th year. So this is the second year that I've been, or I'm sorry, third year that I've been a part of the organization, and second year as the board president.
It was the vision of Mike Liebler, right? Wasn't he the founder of the organization?
Correct, yeah. Mike Liebler had started the organization, again, 7 years ago, and again, we're just trying to improve our programming as much as we can. And this is one of the programs that we've done that's done really well. It's reached a lot of youth, and we've just seen a lot of success come out of it.
What are some of the other programs that Connecting to Tomorrow does throughout the year?
Yeah, so we, like I said, we run the individual mentoring programs, which are the Worked Up program, which focuses on employment, budgeting, that focuses on money management. We're running a study skills program as well for middle school and high school youth. We do an etiquette dinner every November. That's another big event that we have, similar to this one. We have a lot of youth come out.
What happens there?
Etiquette dinner, it's an opportunity for youth to come and have a 5-course meal. So it's catered by one of our community partners, and she does a really nice job with it, and lays out the menu for all the kids, all the silverware, because a lot of these youth haven't had the opportunity to go to, you know, an etiquette type dinner and experience what that's like. I know I didn't, you know, growing up, so it's something that was, you know, definitely beneficial to do.
5-course meal, that would be no problem for teenagers to polish off, but I guess the problem is knowing which fork to use, eh?
Yes, yeah, they get 2 forks. There's a salad fork and then your main fork, so there are 2 of them.
This is one of those things that, you know, a lot of kids, and it depends on, you know, the parents, whatever, training can be different for, you know, for different kids, but it's something that a lot of kids might not realize what sort of a message they're sending. If they don't know the proper etiquette at a meal, you know, it could be very damaging to their job prospects or advancement or anything else.
Yeah, and that's what we've had gone over during the etiquette dinner is, you know, using the use of not using your cell phones, putting your phones away, elbows on the table, you know, what types of conversations you're having at the table. You know, so as we're talking about employment, as you said, you know, how do they prepare to speak to somebody professionally?
I guess we have to tell young people these days not to use the cell phone at the table. It seems like it's a pretty obvious thing, but I guess not for young people.
Yeah, huh? It forces everyone to kind of talk, communicate with one another. That's what we're trying to do.
Heaven's sakes, how about that? Yeah. Huh? Do you have young men and young women who come pretty equally?
Yes. Say, you know, we have a very diverse group of kids that come, like I said, and it's, like I said, it's a fun time for them just to kind of interact with one another and socialize and do something that's different than, you know, having to sit in a classroom all day long and, you know, learn different ways.
When they're being mentored, when does this occur and where?
Yeah, the mentoring is kind of set up on an individual basis, based upon the child's availability, schedules, availability for the mentor. So it is a very individualized setting.
Most likely afternoon or evening or perhaps on a weekend, I guess.
Yes, and sometimes we've even, you know, corroborated with the schools to do it in their buildings because they have the facilities there, and then the students are already there as well. So we don't have to take them, or they don't have to go very far. They're already there. And again, that could be any of the local school districts that we work with here in Butler.
How do kids sign up for this?
They can, like I said, they can go to our website at www.connectingtotomorrow. That's the number 2tomorrow.org. Or we also have a phone number at 724-531, 6025. And there's all of our information on the website there to get more information about this event, the Youth Leadership Initiative, and the other events.
Can parents or guardians sign them up, or do the kids have to do it actually themselves?
No, it can be, you know, anybody can refer a youth into the program or self-referral, so anybody can sign them up.
And who does the mentoring?
We have a number of mentors that go through what's called a Mentoring 101 training. So anybody just looking to volunteer or, you know, provide mentoring can come to us and, you know, say, hey, I want to be a mentor, and it's really open for anybody that's interested.
Do you have a need for more volunteers?
Always, yes. Connecting to Tomorrow is a all-volunteer organization, so whether that's somebody wanting to become a board member, like I said, or a mentor, or just volunteer in some capacity, there's always a fit for somebody within our organization.
Mm-hmm. Do you need any special skills to be a mentor?
No, like I said, you know, they go through it's a pretty good training, Mentoring 101, and it just kind of goes through, you know, how to be a mentor, how to, you know, just kind of give that that youth a hand up in whatever it is, whether that's sports or just athletics, education. It gives them an opportunity. So no, there's no coming in with any skills.
Some people might think that, you know, in many families, this is done by parents. Are you looking for kids who, for one reason or another, don't pick up these skills or this knowledge at home?
It's kind of both ways. I mean, there's individuals out there that, you know, have kind of a, you know, good upbringing and they have those skills, but sometimes it's just a kid that just needs a push. You know, maybe they're just hitting a wall somewhere and they've had a good upbringing, they have, you know, all those skill sets. It's just kind of giving them a push. Anybody can really be a mentor. If you've been a coach or you've, you know, talked to a youth in some capacity, you know, I think you can consider yourself a mentor because you're giving some knowledgeable or wise advice.
How much time is it required that your volunteer mentors meet with the kids, or does that vary?
It varies on the program. It's not a large commitment. You know, it's whether the programs are on a week-to-week basis or every other week, it's kind of we're flexible and we can set it up with schedules. So it's not a big commitment at all.
And at any one time, is there a ballpark figure about how many young people you have in the program? Obviously, they'll be coming and going depending on their age range and so on and so forth. But
yes, I know for a ballpark number last year, you know, across all of our programs, we had served, you know, right around 100 youth.
Well,
so
that's very good, huh?
Correct. Yeah. So between, like I said, our etiquette dinner, this youth leadership initiative, our individual mentoring programs, we served around 100 youth. So we were happy to see that.
You know, if you've been around for 7 or 8 years, probably you'll soon have some young people who were mentored, 7 or 8 years ago, maybe coming back to become a mentor themselves and help others.
Yeah, we haven't had that yet, but that would be a really, really opportunity.
I'll bet
really
it's
great
just
opportunity
around the corner. Yeah,
really great opportunity, kind of to have that success story to report out.
Stephen Snow is the board president for Connecting to Tomorrow, the board that oversees this program. Steve is also program director for Justice Works Youth Care. What the heck is that, Steve?
Yes. So our organization, we have an independent living program here in Butler that serves youth ages 14 to 21. So we're pretty similar in what Connecting to Tomorrow does in providing mentoring and life and leadership skills.
So it's logical that you would team up every once in a while.
Correct, yes. Yeah. So we also have, we're considered an in-home service provider that works with children and youth services and juvenile probation. So Justice Works as a whole is across 42 states here, 42 counties here in Pennsylvania. So those are some of the services that we provide contracted with the county county services here.
Would this be more for at-risk kids, Justice Works?
Yes, more at-risk. Anyone that's really kind of defined as at-risk or at risk of being placed. We're trying to prevent placement of children. So those were that's a big deal of what our services try to do is prevent placement.
And that has become a real problem in recent years for one reason, because of the opioid situation, right?
Correct, yeah. And we're finding, you know, a lot of grandparents are parenting. You know, the families that we're getting referrals where grandparents just need some support and some help because they weren't expected to be raising a child and now they are. So, like I said, our service is to prevent placement, but if placement has occurred, you know, trying to provide permanency and stability on that situation.
I didn't realize that Justice Works had so many locations around Pennsylvania.
Yes, we're 42, like I said, I think the magic number now is 42 counties in Pennsylvania and then across five different states we provide our services.
Well, there's only 67 counties in Pennsylvania, so if you've got 42, you're well on the way.
Yeah, we're working our way across. I think the other magic number is it's one county a year since I've been with the company. It'll be my fifth year now, so and add a county each year.
Do you get any government support, or is this a private company?
Yeah, our referrals come through, like I said, Children and Youth Services and Butler County Juvenile Court Services. So they're our payer. They're the ones that provide the funding for us to provide our services.
Mm-hmm. Where are you located here in Butler?
Yeah, we're on 230 West Cunningham Street. So that's just across the street from the magistrate's office, just down the street from All About Smiles and the prison.
And are all of the young people that you work with referred through the court system to you?
Correct. Yeah, they've had some involvement, whether that's currently or in the past, with Children and Youth Services.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, it's not necessarily the young people that are, you know, in trouble. It could be their parents, or if it's a single family, a single parent household, it could be, you know, their mother or dad who's at risk, and that ends up affecting the kids, you know.
Right. Yeah, we work with youth and families, so I would say we primarily work with the families, but we also tie the youth into a lot of the goals and the objectives that we're working on as well, based on the referrals that we receive.
How big a staff do you have there at Justice Works Youth Care?
Yeah, we have a staff, I think we're 9 or 10 right now over our office, so we're still a little smaller than some of our other offices. Our independent living program is our biggest contract right now. We're on year 3 of that, and then we just started in July with our other signature, like I said, permanency and reunification programs.
What's the independent living program? Talk about that a little bit more. That intrigues me.
Yeah. So similar to Connecting to Tomorrow, we serve youth 14 to 21. These could be youth, again, that were or were not in foster care or deemed at risk.
Mm-hmm.
So we're providing those leadership skills, independent living skills, whether they are, you know, very young, working more on soft skills, just to give them opportunities of what life really looks like. So we also pay our youth a stipend that participate in our program. They get a stipend of $8 an hour for every group or instructional lesson that they come to. So it's kind of an incentive to get money to pay for basic living expenses, driver's license, driving lessons, photo ID, just basic needs for them that they may not have the money or that money to, again, before they get set up with a job. To be able to pay for certain things.
It'd be difficult, I would think, to try to teach leadership skills to kids, you know, this age. A lot of at-risk kids tend to be followers instead of leaders. I'm not telling you anything, right?
Yes, we actually have what's called a youth advisory board, a YAB, as some of our youth call it, in touching on those leadership skills, finding those youth that have the opportunity or have some sort of leadership in them that we want to flesh that out, and they participate in this kind of leadership. It's kind of like a student council, if you think about it that way. And they can they do things within the community. They were part of the rebuilding the park here in Butler this past year. So they've been involved with a lot of community events to outreach, the community nights over at the fair, just to put their names out there and what Justice Works is doing, what they're doing to better the community around them.
So they're not necessarily planning to run for the U.S. Senate at some point later in life, but leadership skills that will serve them well when they're ready to enter the job market.
Right, yeah, and that's what we're doing too. We do even do mock interviews just to get them set up for jobs.
Now that is something that's really important. I never had the opportunity to do that. And as I look back on it, you know, when I was at that age, that would have been a wonderful thing to practice, you know, a few times before you really had to do it with everything on the line.
Right. I know sometimes, you know, youth, let alone ourselves, aren't comfortable seeing, you know, what we do well and what we need to improve on.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really kind of what it is, to kind of put them in that setting where they're kind of forced to say, okay, hey, you know, maybe I need to get my elbows off the table or my posture wasn't correct, and how do they improve that? So that's something we do try to really work on.
What about how to dress?
Yes, we do that as well. And we even get them interview clothes or connect them to places in the community here, like Dress for Success, that maybe they need a interview outfit. So those are things that we do as well.
Mm-hmm. Every era, every age, you know, the young people tend to rebel. They want to be different. They want to wear their hair differently. They want to dress differently than their parents or even the generation in front of them. So that there's nothing new there, except that if you're looking for a job, and it could be a summer job, could be an after-school job, boy, you better know about how important that first impression is, right, Steve?
Yes. Yeah, it's all about first impressions. And, you know, we live in a world where we're judged, and unfortunately, when you walk in that interview, you're immediately judged based upon how you look, how you talk, you know, whatever you got going on. So if you can be mindful of that, teaching these youth that, yes, maybe our world shouldn't be so judgmental, but maybe if you can just be a little mindful about the people that are perceiving you, you might have a better chance at getting that job.
I bet there's a lot of guys that don't own a suit or a sport coat or even a necktie.
Yes. Yeah, we've had it at the etiquette dinner. We've taught them a few times how to tie that tie or the bow tie, so they've kind of enjoyed that.
Now, learning how to tie a bow tie is something that I've never done, so I would fail that test as well. However, I have managed to get by without having to learn how to tie one. But a necktie, you know, and I'm sure kids laugh at you, you know. But, boy, if you have two candidates for a job, and one comes in blue jeans with tears in them and an old ratty T-shirt, and somebody else comes in a sport coat and a necktie, you know, who is the potential employer going
to
pick?
Right. Yeah, you got one or the other to pick from. And even it's teaching them, too, you know, what is being underdressed or overdressed for an interview, because every place you interview is a little different, too.
That's true, too. You don't want to go in a tuxedo or a dinner jacket, you know. That could be just as bad, I suppose.
Right.
Yeah. We're talking with Stephen Snow. He's the program director for Justice Works Youth Care. We talked about how long Connecting to Tomorrow has been around. What about Justice Works? Is that relatively new, or...?
Justice Works, we will be celebrating our 20th anniversary, actually, this August.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yes, so we're doing a big anniversary party out on the eastern side of the state. Because, like I said, with the 42 counties that we're in right now, that's the most central location for everybody to kind of meet for our little anniversary party this summer. So, yeah, we'll celebrate our 20th anniversary this August.
And every county that has one has a program director such as you?
Yeah, most of them do. Our counties out east that are a little smaller, there's a director that may oversee multiple counties, more than one county. But yeah, mostly one director in each of the counties.
I saw a blurb, and this is something that's not coming up in a real near-term future, but April 13th, there's a fundraising event for Connecting to Tomorrow. And all I saw, it was actually a postcard, it said Piano Maniacs. Well, that's intriguing. I have no idea what that means. Are you familiar with that, Steve?
Yes, that's a Dueling Pianos event that we're going to be putting on as one of our fundraisers. Fundraisers is another way that we, you know, help support the organization. So it's a Dueling Pianos event at the Lindora American Legion there in April. I think I don't have a date there. I think you do, Dave.
April 18th. Yeah. I got this an email. Actually, it was late last week, and it was a copy of this postcard.
Yes.
April 18th. I've heard of dueling banjos. I never heard of dueling pianos.
Yeah, so there'll be two individuals with pianos there, and individuals that come can, you know, request songs, or they'll have their own songs to play. And it is a BYOB event, and it is $20 a ticket if anyone is interested. And those will go on sale right here at the end of the month, beginning of March.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's not very far away now.
Yeah, we're halfway through February.
In fact, it's the end of next week. March will roll in. February is a short month.
Yes.
Well, you might want to take that in. Sounds like a fun evening. But in addition, it will be a fundraising event for the mentoring programs of Connecting to Tomorrow.
Yeah, and those proceeds, like I said, benefit the mentoring programs. We're doing a new program this year, the Cal Ripken Baseball Program. I'm not too familiar with it, but it's another baseball-oriented program.
He was a long-time shortstop, right, for the Baltimore Orioles. Have the all-time record for most consecutive games played or something. Wasn't that Cal Ripken?
Yes. Yeah, I believe that was Cal Ripken. So he's got a youth mentoring program through this baseball initiative that he's doing. So we're going to be launching that. I believe that's this summer, or if not, sometime here in the fall. So that, you know, those proceeds help support those programs that we can provide.
Does Connecting to Tomorrow mentoring continue in the summertime, or is it mostly a school year type thing?
Yeah, it's mostly school year, but it can go year round, just depending again on schedules. And, you know, if we get a referral that, you know, a grandparent, parent, caregiver is looking for some, you know, mentoring for their child or individual, you know, then we can provide those mentoring services. We won't ever turn anybody away.
Mm-hmm. How long do kids stay in the program, or does that vary depending on the individual?
Yeah, it depends varying on the individual. Like I said, we found this youth leadership change, build, grow together event that we're doing has been a really kind of nice carrier to keep youth involved and engaged that we try to do, like I said, every quarter.
Well, let's go over that again, because one of them is coming up next week, as a matter of fact. For people who weren't with us at the beginning of our conversation, Steve, give us the details on that again.
Yes, so the event is our Butler County Youth Leadership Initiative. It's called Change, Build, Grow Together. It's a free event for individuals in grades 7 through 12. It is next week, February 26th, from 5 to 8:30 p.m. at the Family Bowlway, 540 Fairground Hill Road. There will be team-building activities, social activities, can't forget bowling, laser tag, and dinner, free for all youth, grades 7 through 12. If you have an individual that's wanting to register, they can call us at 724-431-6025. Or check out our website at www.connectingtomorrow.org.
Starts at 5 o'clock. Is this pretty much a full evening event, Steve?
Yep. It'll start at 5, and hopefully we'll wrap things up around 8:30 and get all the youth home.
And there are a number of organizations who kind of are teaming up to put this on, in addition to Connecting to Tomorrow and Justice Works. 4-H is involved, and they have been for several years.
Yes. Yeah. You know, it's really been Stand Tall, 4-H, Justice Works, and Connecting to Tomorrow, really from the beginning. And then just recently we added on Adagio Health. Lisa Miller out there has been part of our team in planning and reaching some of her youth as well.
What's Stand Tall, do you know?
Stand Tall, I believe that's one of the drug and alcohol drug prevention programs, I'm sorry.
Yes.
At the high school, I believe.
Educating kids about the dangers of drug abuse.
Correct, yes.
Stand Tall. Well, maybe listeners, you know, of a young person who might benefit by this Butler County Youth Leadership Initiative. I mean, it's going to be a fun evening in addition to a learning experience for the young people. And there's still time to register, but you need to do that within the next few days, I guess, right?
Yes. If you can call and register by the end of the week here, that would be fantastic, just to help us kind of give a number for bowling, laser tag, and food. So again, that's 724-431-6025.
And there's no charge.
It's free.
Steve, good to see you.
You too. Thanks, Dave.
Yeah. Thanks for stopping by. Tell Mike Lieber hello for us as well.
Yes, we'll do that.
Stephen Snow is the program director for Justice Works Youth Care, and he's also currently the board president for the Connecting to Tomorrow Youth Mentoring Group. They do a lot of good work for young people here in our area. Hey, we'll take a break. When we come back, we're going to get all the details on the Carved in Ice Festival that's coming up this week, this Saturday. Yeah, Saturday, Diamond Park here in Butler. Details on that coming up in just a few minutes. We'll be right back.
The Young Funeral Home of Butler invites you to stop by their Jefferson Street location, downtown Butler, to talk about pre-arrangements. Not the easiest thing to do, but necessary. And the Young family will walk you through the process, making it very comfortable and really easy to take care of. You'll experience peace of mind knowing that your wishes and plans will be carried out to the last detail. Call the Young Funeral Home in Butler today to make an appointment with a member of the Young family. Generations of the Young family have been caring for generations of Butler families for well over 40 years. The Young Funeral Home, West Jefferson Street in Butler.
Rich is just a really, really, really good guy. The term good egg isn't enough to describe him. He's also certified organic and free range. Rich puts the cap back on everything. The toothpaste, the olive oil, the shampoo, everything. He lets his 10-year-old nephew beat him at virtual tennis, even though he can straight up slay his 10-year-old nephew in virtual tennis. When the toilet paper is running low, Rich replaces the roll on the actual holder, not just on the back of the toilet. Rich is texting and driving. Rich? No. What are you doing, Rich? I was just telling everyone how great you are. Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. We're awaiting the arrival of our guests to talk about the Carved in Ice Festival. Just a few notes about what we're celebrating today on what's commonly known as President's Day. Maybe that's what it says on your calendar, President's Day. But officially, according to the federal government, it's Washington's birthday, which used to be on February 22nd, but it was changed back about 1970, part of the Uniform Holiday Act that moved several holidays to Monday. And Washington's birthday was one of them. But over the years, it has morphed into something called President's Day, not Washington's birthday. Are we giving short shrift to the first president? A lot of people think so, because the original intent was not to honor two presidents or five presidents or all presidents. No, it was to honor George Washington, the father of the country. Yeah, that's very strange. Here's something that's even more strange, though. It complicates things even more. George Washington was actually born on February 11th. But that's because when he was born, the colonies all over Great Britain, and of course we were colonies at that time, they were still operating under the old Julian calendar. Great Britain, most of Europe had gone to the Gregorian calendar, which made the corrections and everything, but Great Britain, they were holding out. Nope, we're not going to do it. We're going to stay. And finally, they changed and went to the Gregorian calendar like everybody else in the world was doing. And so people that were born, like George Washington, in 1731, they were told to add 11 days to their birthday. So that's how George Washington's... I know, it's really confusing, isn't it? That's how George Washington's birthday ended up February 22nd, because he was born while they were still using the Julian calendar. Confused yet? Well, I hope you were taking notes. There'll be a quiz at the end of the week. A quick break. We'll come back and meet our next guests here on It's Your Turn on WISR after these words.
The high school basketball playoffs begin here on WISR this Wednesday night as the Knock Knights travel to Fox Chapel to take on South Park. Hi, everyone. This is Scott Briggs inviting you to join me as the Knights begin their run towards the WPIAL championship. We'll have all the action from Fox Chapel beginning at about 7:45 with an 8 o'clock tip-off. It's all presented here on WISR in part by the John W. Thrower Cement Corporation of Saxonburg, Troy Allen Chevrolet in Slippery Rock, and Troy Allen Buick in Katanning, the law firm of Dillon McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham, Tri-Rivers Musculoskeletal Centers, the Butler Health System's Faster Care, Butler County District Attorney Rich Goldinger, Heffron Tillotson's Mike McKee, and Budget Blinds. Join us this Wednesday night as the Knock Knights face South Park, Round 1, WPIAL Playoffs, right here on WISR, WISR680.com, and the Trib Live High School Sports Network.
If you're thinking about buying a car, truck, or SUV, or even if you just bought one, make sure you check out the great rates at Armco Credit Union. Through February 28th, you can get a 60-month loan on new and used vehicles for as low as 2.24 annual percentage rate. We'll even refinance your loan from another financial institution. It's never been easier to join. So call today for other rates and terms, or visit us at armcocu.com to become a member. Armco Credit Union is an equal opportunity lender and federally insured by NCUA.
You've probably heard that radio is the leading reach platform, with over 93% of adults listening to AM/FM radio each month. That's an average of more than 243 million, which is higher than TV, PC, smartphone, and even tablet usage. Radio is stronger than ever as more ways to listen emerge, extending its reach to the majority of the American public, including millennials, Gen Xers, and baby boomers too. Because radio works in real time, the emotional connections made through audio have more of an impact on consumers than video or print. Business conditions can change quickly, and radio is flexible, offering fast production turnaround times, allowing advertisers to put the right message out at the right time. As a media consultant, it's my job to help you fine-tune your message, schedule it with the correct frequency on the right media platform, so that you consistently reach your target audience. At Butler Radio Network, helping your business succeed is our business. To learn more, call 724-283-1500 or visit ButlerRadio.com and click on Advertise. I'm Lisa Marie Kendrick, and I love what we do.
Hey, a program note coming up on tomorrow's It's Your Turn program. We welcome back Ask the Veterinarian, our Ask the Veterinarian program, with Dr. Dennis Damon, who's going to be back with us. We haven't been able to talk with him for quite a while, and we're most happy that he's doing well, and he's going to be able to visit with us on tomorrow's program. So we'll look forward to seeing him for the first time in quite a while. He's been dealing with some health problems, and we're just happy to know that he's doing a heck of a lot better. So we'll be taking your calls tomorrow and talking about your pets. Ask the Veterinarian on the Tuesday edition of It's Your Turn here on WISR. It'll be good to see Dr. Damon once again. Later this week, the president of Butler County Community College will be visiting with us. Dr. Nick Neupower will be here. We're also going to be talking about the 125th anniversary of the Butler Public Library. 125 years ago. Having a big celebration, and we'll talk with some guests from the library about that. Oh, also, the first interview with students who are presenting their spring musical. It's usually a battle between Carn City and Knock as to who raises the curtain first on the spring musical. We'll have guests from Knock High School with us later this week. They're going to be doing a classic from the American Broadway canon, Oklahoma, the very first collaboration of Rodgers and Hammerstein. And who knew, when Oklahoma opened on Broadway in 1941, what a run those two were going to have through so many, many classic musicals. Rodgers and Hammerstein. It's a great show. Great show for young people, and we'll have several students from Knock High School with us later this week to talk about their show. There's a bright golden haze on the meadow. Yes, Oklahoma. Okay, we're still awaiting the arrival of our guests. We'll see if they've had trouble. I don't know, the weather or what. We'll see here. We'll take a quick break. Be back with more in just a couple of moments.
Planning ahead is simple. Planning at the last minute is hard and emotionally frustrating. And planning a funeral at the last minute during an anguishing time of your life is an unnecessary personal burden. Thompson Miller Funeral Home in Butler suggests that you pre-plan the funeral. Make all the choices now while you're still emotionally stable. The funeral service, the choice of caskets, which minister, priest, or rabbi, cremation, visitations, flowers, church service or not, all of these decisions must be made. Make them now before the emotions set in. Pre-plan with Thompson Miller. Think about it. Then call us to meet with you and to discuss it privately. Call 724-287-3706. 287-3706. Pre-arrangement. It really makes sense. Thompson Miller Funeral Home at the corner of East North and McCain Streets in downtown Butler. Thompson Miller. Time-honored excellence.
The Penguins will look to make it two Metro wins in a row when they visit the New Jersey Devils Tuesday night at the Prudential Center in Newark. Get set for all the action with Penguins Live pregame on the air at 6:30 p.m. And then it's the call of the Pens and the Devils here on the Penguins Radio Network at 7 o'clock. Another Metro matchup. Join us on Tuesday night.
Pittsburgh Penguins hockey brought to you in part by Cash Dollar & Associates, Thrower Concrete, Monday Shoes, Camisa's Auto Body, Butler Agway, and Schneider's 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active. Another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes. Another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger. Two if you're very overweight. And three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Music is a bridge between the material and the spiritual. My name is Harvey Lauer, and I'm 82. As a blind person, you have to be aware that nobody can tell you what you can or can't do. You really have to try things. My folks got me a little radio in 1940, and that was the best Christmas present I ever got. When I was 11 years old is when I started to play music, play the piano, and then the accordion, and then the cello. My wife, who was also blind, was a good cook. When she died, that's when I started Meals on Wheels. America, let's do lunch.
It's Meals on Wheels.
One in six seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at americaletsdolunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
That's right, they turn me loose every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. to bring you the Mr. 60s Rock and Roll Oldie Show, right here on WISR. You can't say we didn't warn you. We play these promos all week long. Then they let me in the studio on Saturday mornings to play some oldies for you. You turn on your radio every week to listen, and for that, I thank you. Keep up the good work.
Well, apparently some mix-up with our guests, and so we'll see if we can reschedule them perhaps sometime later this week. And we're hoping to get some more information on the Carved in Ice Festival, but our guests are not here. A program note, no Penguin hockey tonight, but we'll have it tomorrow night as the Penguins are on the road against the New Jersey Devils, hoping to build on the momentum that they got from a nice win over the New York Rangers yesterday. I'm Dave Malarkey, and I hope you can join us at 12:30 tomorrow for the Tuesday edition of It's your turn here on WISR.
Thanks for joining us for today's edition of It's Your Turn with Dave Malarkey here on WISR 680 AM. Today's broadcast is also archived for you online at WISR680.com. Tune in again next time for Dave Malarkey's It's Your Turn, weekdays from 1230 to 130, right here on WISR 680.
The night was clear and the moon was yellow and the leaves came tumbling down. I was standing on the corner when I heard my bulldog bark. He was barking at the two men who were gambling in the dark. It was Stag Lee and Billy, two men who gamble late. Stag Lee threw seven, Billy swore that.
If he brings you happiness, then I wish you both the best. It's your happiness that matters most of all. But if he ever breaks your heart, if the teardrop ever starts, I'll be there before the next teardrop falls. Si te quiere de verdad y te da felicidad, te deseo lo más bueno para los dos. Pero si te hace llorar, a mí me puedes hablar y estaré contigo cuando triste estás. I'll be there anytime you need me by your side to drive away every teardrop that you cry. And if he ever leaves you blue, just remember I love you, and I'll be there before the next teardrop falls. And I'll be there before the next teardrop falls.
In the new year, make a resolution to be better informed. Bookmark papost.org and make it part of your daily reading. While you're at it, subscribe to The Context, so you'll receive a curated list of important stories in your inbox every day. You can be confident that the reporting you receive from PA Post is trustworthy, because PA Post is a nonprofit, nonpartisan news organization whose first priority is to report on Pennsylvania policies and issues, holding those in power accountable. Jump in at papost.org.
They're really rocking in Boston and Pittsburgh, PA, deep in the heart of Texas and round the Frisco Bay, all over St. Louis and down in New Orleans. All the cats gonna dance with Sweet Little 16. Sweet Little 16, she just got to have about a half a million famed autographs. Her wallet filled with pictures, she gets them one by one, becomes so excited, watch her look at her run. Oh, mommy, mommy, please may I go? It's such a sight to see somebody steal the show. Whisper to mommy, it's all right with you. 'Cause they'll be rocking on Bandstand in Philadelphia, PA, deep in the heart of Texas, around the Frisco Bay, all over St. Louis, way down in New Orleans. All the cats wanna dance with Sweet Little 16. Philadelphia, PA, deep in the heart of Texas, and around the Frisco Bay, all over St. Louis. little 16. She's got the grown-up blues, tight dresses and lipstick. She's sporting high-heel shoes. Oh, but tomorrow morning she'll have to change her trend and be sweet 16 and back in class again. But they'll be rocking in Boston, Pittsburgh, PA, deep in the heart of Texas, and round the Frisco Bay. All the cats wanna dance with sweet little 16. If you ever leave me, I'll be sad and blue. Don't you ever leave me, I'm so in love with you.
The birds in the sky would be sad and lonely.
You're listening to WISR 680 AM. Weather forecast for today. We look for some light snow, even isolated flurries later with a high near 30. Cloudy overnight tonight. Low will be around 13. Sunny for Tuesday and a high near 31. Tuesday night, a slight chance of snow, mainly after about 4 AM and a low around 23. Right now, current temperature 28, light snow in the area.
Smile, an everlasting smile. Her smile can bring you near to me. Don't ever let me find you gone, 'cause that would bring a tear to me.
This world has lost its glory. Let's start a brand new story now. My love. Talk in every say.